producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
With Dr. Groove, Martin Armstrong warns a Mad Max event is possible. We have a great convergence coming. Zero Hedge at Infowars.com right now. We can punch that article up on screen for folks. Jim, and a few final calls. Quick question, Lucy. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Dr. Group. All right. Lucy's gone. Let's talk to Carolyn in Tennessee. You're on the air, retired nurse.
Yeah. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Can you hear me? I'm on speaker. I can change to non-speaker.
Well, whatever. Just go ahead.
Oh, you can hear me. Okay. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've gone into a room 2 or 3 days, and then after that, they tell me the patient's got tuberculosis and we need to use a mask. You know, the people don't have to be admitted with a diagnosis of Ebola. They could be admitted with a diagnosis of something else.
Yes.
Nurses are going to be going in and out of those hospitals and taking that with them. And then I'm wondering, they don't like it when we call in sick. They don't like it one little bit, so they're going to want you to come in anyway, and so you're coming in and out. Now, what when it gets really bad, are they going to start forcing the nurses and the other staff to stay in that hospital? Are they going to say, no, you can't leave?
They will definitely require the healthcare workers to get vaccinated with the new Ebola vaccine. There's no doubt about that. I mean, but the thing is that it, you bring up a good point, because that's another subject we talked about at these meetings I was at this week. There are healthcare workers, registered nurses, nurses, everybody in the hospital that have been calling for training. They feel like they're not being trained. They haven't been trained on how to deal with this, how to protect themselves, how to deal with potential patients that are coming in. And they're calling the CDC and getting together and trying to round up training, because here you have the potential for a pandemic, and you have healthcare workers, first of all, like we said, four hospitals which are really, you know, trained to handle this type of thing. And now you have all these healthcare workers all over the United States and all over the world that haven't been trained on how to handle.
Well, here's another point that just hit me. If they'd have shut down flights from West Africa a month and a half ago like England did and France, this guy would never have got here.
Right.
I mean, it just shows they know the default position would stop this, but they don't care. The question is why. God bless you, man. Appreciate your call. Only got time for one more. Jennifer, sorry to Dave and Bill. Let's go ahead. Well, I might get to Dave, too, but Jennifer, real fast. Go ahead.
My question was Dr. Group's thought on diatomaceous earth.
Diatomaceous earth is great. I've used it for as long as I can remember. I've given it to my pets. It helps. You know, I've never given my pets any type of heartworm medication or anything like that.
Those are the skeletons of diatoms.
Yes. Now, it's just important on where you get it. I use PermaGuard. I mean, they're OMRI listed. It's a good company. And, yes, I have used it internally. It's great for specifically worms, but it also helps clean out your system.
All right, got to jump real fast. Thank you, Dave in Florida. Last caller. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I hope you're doing well. It seems you're doing well. I have a question for Dr. Edward Group first regarding the super male vitality. If you can just give me a quick, you know, maybe one paragraph explanation on why a young male like myself at 25 would be interested or should be interested in taking a supplement like this.
Well, there's so many estrogen mimickers out there already that that you may not know. I mean, you won't know till you take it. But I would challenge you to get some. It supports the broadcast regardless. And I just took some more when you mentioned it. Because let me tell you, I notice it when I don't take it, especially in the morning. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dr. Rubin.
It just really depends on what you're exposed to and what you have been exposed to for your whole life. You know, we start really seeing a hormone decrease in men right around 25 to 28 years old. You start seeing your testosterone levels go down, DHEA levels go down, your growth hormone levels go down. go down. So, and at the same time, we're exposed to all these phytoestrogens, and we're in an estrogen-dominant age.
Hey, sorry, out of time. Dr. Group, thanks for spending 2 hours with us. Great job of the crew. If you want, welcome on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. But thank you so much for your time. Pray for America, pray for Africa, pray for the world, for peace, and for this Ebola epidemic to stop. God bless you all.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Edward Group is joining us in studio in the next hour. He just returned from a giant insider based in the country trade convention on supplements in Las Vegas. He met with current and former senior members of the Border Patrol and ICE that were there trying to research Ebola, and they also talked about Zach Taylor. So he came in and said, one of the names we have to look into is Zach Taylor. He's confirmed a lot of this. We pulled up a video minutes ago during the break of Zach Taylor, the former deputy head of the Border Patrol, the head of the Border Patrol Union, now the head of the former Border Patrol Union. He's been on the broadcast talking about the plan to collapse the country, collapse the border, asymmetrical warfare. He's confirming that the Border Patrol already knows that they believe they're finding cases of Ebola on the border, as Southcom came out 2 days ago and said they believe is going to happen. They're getting ahead of it because they know the Border Patrol is leaking the information to warn the American people, because overall it's a loyal federal agency. and one of the few that's constitutional. You read the Constitution. The government's supposed to issue the money and control the border and have a Navy. But his sources, and he's going to be in studio with us in the second hour. Paul Watson's doing an article right now. Have witnessed people with Ebola-like symptoms, vomiting, blood coming out of their rear ends, blood coming out of their eyes, coming across from West Africa and the Middle East, and they are being scooped up by CDC, huge teams of vans. They've never before even seen the CDC down there. And the word is, oh no, the CDC's responding. They just don't want to panic. That's why they're saying everything's fine. And that they are scooping people up left and right on the Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California border. That is scary. And groups back there, and here's some of the names. I don't use this name. You can use that name. And one of the people they said that we should talk to, Zach Taylor, he's got other sources. And I go, Zach Taylor? And I ran over here and I said, what's the name of the guy we have on who was the former head of the Border Patrol, deputy head of the Border Patrol, and then the head of the union? Well, that's Zach Taylor. Yeah, Zach Taylor. So we need to try to get him on. And then Watson comes up and goes, have you seen this? This is a CDC release admitting they're going to have sealed plastic coffin liners that can hold up to four dead bodies for an Ebola outbreak. And remember what they store outside the CDC in Atlanta was the millions of plastic coffins that they then scooped up and hid. I did a whole TV show with Jesse Ventura on that. And we even talked about Ebola, if I remember correctly, being one of the reasons. Unbelievable. This is all about to break at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's breaking here on the radio, but we're putting it together in text form, and it'll be out in the next hour, a basic report. Watson will then expand on it. They're all in their meeting right now. So this is all unfolding. Now, obviously, this is very, very serious news. And on the backdrop of this, we have the headline, illegal immigration jumps for third straight year under Obama, while Jay Johnson, says Americans are susceptible to claims that we have an open, porous border. Well, we see the Border Patrol being ordered to give them vouchers and load the illegals with their families on the buses to go anywhere they want. We see the illegals getting free health care everywhere. I'm not even against the individuals fleeing hellish third world conditions, except they're used as political tools. But let's be honest, this is going on, and the fact that you keep denying it only discredits you. That's Jay Johnson in CNS News and the Washington Times. While they let the planes fly in, while airport workers in New York and other major cities, LaGuardia and other areas, are refusing to work and refusing to clean the planes, and now TSA people are starting to go off the job because they don't want to be touching people when they make other flight connections coming in from countries that are collapsing. Six countries, two of them near collapse, estimated 1.4 to 5 million to get Ebola. They can't go anywhere else. They can't go to neighboring African countries. Those have been sealed. The Liberian president seeks more power to fight virus, restrict movement and public gatherings, which is what you've got to do to stop something like this. And our government at one level lets them fly in, but then we talk to the Border Patrol, and we've confirmed what group is telling us. He just got in last night from Las Vegas, and the Border Patrol senior people are there hyperventilating, meeting with all these medical doctors and researchers and saying, you know, is there something that we can counter this? Is there something we can get? So we're going to codify all this information, get it to an article in the next hour that Paul Watson is working on that will break at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I've got the red siren. The red siren is in here going today, a la DrudgeReport.com, because this whole situation is so incredibly volatile. And that's how government operates, is in a schizophrenic fashion. The Coast Guard's trying to board ships and check to see if people are coming in from West Africa. That's default position, what you're supposed to do. The Marines are training for Ebola outbreaks and containing areas. That's what you're supposed to do. Meanwhile, anything Obama directly controls with these agencies, they're ordering open borders, they're ordering open flights coming in when nobody else is doing that. But then separately, our Border Patrol sources are saying, no, they've actually got vans. I mean, we're talking dozens and dozens of vans per sector, just scurrying around grabbing people and then running off with them to containment centers. And the Border Patrol has to follow federal law about what's this person's name, where are they going, sign this form. And the CDC's like, no, sir, with guys in hazmat suits, and just throws them in trucks. And the Border Patrol's saying, where are they going? And by the way, they're going into the U.S. And so, dude just ran over here and said, because we're flying by the seat of our pants here, as stuff breaks, he goes, where do I send Biggs? Where do I send the camera people? We've got to wait, and you got to go in there while Watson's debriefing group and also checking with our Border Patrol sources. We need to get a Don Salazar to talk to his ICE sources, Ja'Kari Jackson, his ICE sources. It was our ICE and Border Patrol sources that said, no, come to this Border Patrol checkpoint in McAllen. We're ordered to do something. I'm not allowed to tell you. Just come. And we get there, and the buses pull across from Mexico. The Border Patrol hands them vouchers with the city officials of McAllen, and then they load them on buses and ship them anywhere they want to go. We forced mainstream media to admit that. It's an organized collapse of the country, and then the Border Patrol does not like being ordered to commit crimes. And that's what senior members have said that are current, but then were gagged on Fox News. They said, we complete the smuggling trafficking process. We complete the smuggling trafficking process under orders. And they've cut us down 70% in our apprehensions. And the ones we do apprehend are just released. And when violent felons build up in county and city jails, we are ordered to not go pick them up. And cities are disgorging them. Let me explain what that means. It means if you are particularly a Latin American and you're running from murdering your wife, murdering your husband, robbing a bank, killing a police officer, whatever the case is, kidnapping, child molestation, drug dealing, whatever the cornucopia of things are, if you get to El Norte, baby, it's party time. You can, the Mexican consulate, as part of their terrorist war against the Republic with the globalists, will give you 5, 6, 7 consul matriculas with any fake name you want. Any major bank will accept those. Car loans, house loans, it's all been greased. And then you can just run around raping, stealing, killing, DWIs, hit and runs. You're above the law. Well, now, if you've got a bunch of South American diseases that have already killed who they're going to kill, drug resistant, drug immune, bacteria, viruses, amoebas, liver flukes, wet leprosy, drug resistant TB, look at the numbers. It's all spreading lavishly. Central and South America are so beautiful, because I've been to Central America, and I've seen, obviously, videos of South America, that I would be down there all the time. The only safer places are maybe Chile and a few other areas. And that's if you're in a rural area. It's a beautiful, beautiful continent. And isthmus, or I guess peninsula you'd call it. But it is contiguous unless you talk about the Panama Canal. But it is a literal green hell. And now green hell is spilling into North America. And so we're just reporting. We're saying the CDC is doing nothing. The CDC are letting it spread. Because that's all the indicators we have. The CDC aren't going and cleaning up the apartment. They're telling sheriff's deputies to do it. How about, no thank you, that's not my job. It'd be better to leave it alone than send people that aren't prepared or trained into there. That's default common sense. Meanwhile, we've confirmed, oh no, the CDC is running around on the border, grabbing people that are sick, and they are disappearing. All part of this shadow government creepiness. Who knows what's going on? Duncan's family gives his medical records to AP. the man that died in Dallas a few days ago of Ebola, released from ER after registering 103-degree fever. Jesse Jackson said it was racism. No, they throw everybody out of the ER nowadays, folks. I couldn't get, until I threatened people with lawsuits and stuff, my finger reattached at the ER years ago. It's not because he was black, Jackson. They give basically everybody with a virus antibiotics. I always make that point. It's that our healthcare system is collapsing, Jackson. And Obamacare that you support with death panels.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dried Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dried Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you would like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Your house is dark. Bacon, you must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Border Patrol agents 2 months ago said the CDC was showing up on the border. We've got the video clip coming up and just disappearing people that was never before seen while telling everybody that diseases weren't coming across. But then at the same time, they're letting people that are sick through. That's been confirmed. We've confirmed from Border Patrol sources that it's currently going on with people with Ebola-like symptoms. I want to be clear. Border Patrol sources, high-level Border Patrol sources, CDC disappearing people with Ebola-like symptoms on border. And Watson's doing that article right now. I mean, group had dinner with these people, with medical doctors. This is what is going on, what is being said with the Border Patrol going to medical conferences and nutraceutical conferences trying to find out ways to protect their agents. Because what would you do if there's no vaccine? You can't trust it. You would try to find compounds that could. Obviously, that's what anybody with half a brain would be doing for their agents, their families, and everybody else. So you got all that going on while Jay Johnson, Big Brother, Big Sis's replacement, says that it is, quote, we have the clip of this, that Americans are susceptible to claims that we have an open, porous border. Well, yeah, we're susceptible to seeing the sun come up in the morning, too, and susceptible to liking football. I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, this is a fact. There are death panels in Obamacare. Fact. 2 + 2 = 4. Fact. Obama's a liar and came after our guns. Fact. Stop talking to us like we're idiots. It only discredits you morons more. Makes me so upset to see this going on. Immigration, illegal immigration jumps for third straight year under Obama. And that's according to Homeland Security and Border Patrol's own numbers. You can link through to those in the Washington Times article. But don't worry about the actual numbers. Just Jay Johnson, you know, he says so. So that's just the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. Because he decides what reality is. Remember Karl Rove said, the government now controls reality. And we'll tell you that we're always at war with East Asia one day, never at war with East Asia the next day. And that brings me to this next point that I'm going back into Ebola. I want to play this clip coming up. CNN, all the other state-run media channels are running around saying, what's wrong with Turkey? They won't attack ISIS. That's right over their border, attacking these innocent, wonderful Kurds. What is their problem? And so the ambassador from Turkey comes out on CNN and goes, when we are given authorization from the NATO and everyone to create a safe zone, a buffer zone in Syria, we will go in and we will take out ISIS and Assad and the regime. That's Turkey armed and trained ISIS more than anybody else. Turkey's given them in the last 4 years artillery support every couple months and fighter bomber support. So, I mean, this is the triumphs of the lie, the triumphs of fraud, the triumphs of total deception and confusing geopolitical and geographic and cultural issues for the American people, the people of the West. That our governments funded al-Qaeda under other names, Khorasan, ISIS, ISIL, IS to confuse us. They're in there attacking Assad and the government, killing Christians, blowing everything up. Turkey can't get the job done. So they have ISIS turn east and go into Iraq to resupply and get a bunch of weapons so they can cough and go, they got all these U.S. trucks and armored vehicles and weapons and stingers out of U.S. bases we lost. Yeah, wink, wink, not Benghazi. Then they infiltrate that back in on a big jihad, and we've got to go in and, what did I tell you? That they would take large zones of Syria and call them buffer zones. So Iraq gets part of Syria, Turkey gets part of Syria, sandwiching in, stealing the country, stealing the oil fields. And then their military simulant, that was their excuse to be there, scurries off to the next country. It gets on the next airlift, like the airlift of evil out of Afghanistan in 2001, being flown over the mountains into Pakistan. And then next they pop up in Europe or here with Stinger missiles shooting planes down, and no one will say, why did you give them Stinger missiles? So I'm going to play that clip when we come back of the Turkish ambassador. I mean, it's so disgusting. the Turkish envoy, he's the ambassador to fight ISIS, the BS ambassador, getting it lined up where everyone begs them to invade Syria, and he says to bring down the regime. Well, we do want to go in to bring down the regime, and we will as soon as you all beg us. And then they'll be like, oh, thank you, Turkey.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Headline on InfoWars.com. You can feel the energy worldwide crackling in the atmosphere as we surge and accelerate deep into the 21st century and the singularity and all the good, the bad, and the ugly that will come with it. The old Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times, both a positive and a negative. Expect confrontation and violence in Ferguson this weekend. Kurt Nimmo, top story, InfoWars.com. More police shot, more citizens shot as it escalates out of control. Video, it's now happening in St. Louis. Homes are now being attacked. Open racial warfare unfolding. Video, man pulled off U.S. Airways flight after joking he had Ebola. U.S. officials. Ebola could spread through open southern border. We had the text on this on Wednesday. We now have the video of the head of Southcom saying it. That's coming up. U.S. has more sanctions against Russia than against Ebola. Paul Craig Roberts article. That is just some of the stories up on Infowars.com. But first, I want to play the CNN clip that I mentioned earlier with Turkey's envoy in the fight against ISIS that they literally armed and trained, gave air support, artillery support to. But they don't totally run it, so it's kind of running off on its own into Iraq, coming back in, attacking the Kurds. So the Kurds are rioting and attacking inside Turkey. The Turkish newspapers say what I'm saying, because they live there, they know. That Turkey runs ISIS, it's really Al-Qaeda, they're killing them, they better stop, they're going to burn down Turkey, as their response, protesting. Which I think is very legitimate to be angry. And so our media is like, yeah, Turkey, get in there, do something. So Turkey says, okay, we do want to take out ISIS and take down the regime. That means the government that's fighting ISIS. But they want a mandate for everyone to tell them to do it and beg them to do it. And, oh, look, Turkey's not conquering Syria, what they've done before. No, Turkey is just coming in to fight Al-Qaeda, who they trained. I mean, this is total problem, reaction, solution. This is naked in front of everybody. Here is CNN's Communist News Network discussion of this, and this is how they fool the people of the world in this scripted deception.
We are ready to do everything if there's a clear strategy that after ISIS, we can be sure that our border will be protected. We don't want the regime anymore on our border pushing people against towards Turkey. We don't want other terrorist organizations to be active there. So we have a national strategy. The basic parameters of this national strategy is humanitarian parameter, which we are receiving Syrians and Iraqis. We want this humanitarian policy on the other side of the border. Second, military strategy, security. If there is any threat against our national security, we will take all the measures. All the measures. If needed.
Could I just be sure that I've understood you? Turkey, under certain circumstances, is prepared to put boots on the ground in Syria.
If others do their own part.
So if the plan would be to also degrade the Assad regime, that's one of your conditions?
Of course. Of course. Because we believe that if Assad stays in Damascus with this brutal policy, if ISIS goes, another radical organization may come in. And if,
By the way, Turkey is more brutal. I've studied it, but no one says it because they're part of NATO and the whole fraud, former seat of the Ottoman Empire. You talk about brutal. Turkey sits there out of Istanbul, formerly Constantinople, the head of the Byzantine Empire, sacked, taken over. But that's another issue. Talking about Assad being brutal when democratization is what they used under Assad to infiltrate with the Al-Qaeda forces. But that's political illiteracy for you. They know the people of the world are politically illiterate. That's why George Bush would say that Iran was behind Al-Qaeda. And Mohammad Karzai would say, sir, that's not true. You know, because in the Middle East, everybody just knew that was ridiculous. That's like saying that the San Francisco 49ers are the New England Patriots. I mean, to football fans, it's just total bull. Doesn't matter what team you're on, you know the teams. The Houston Texans are not the Minnesota Vikings. Now, you can call it a conspiracy theory if you want that I know what something is, but when you know the players and you know the, and it's so fun to know the borders and the players and the backgrounds, it's so addicting to learn this stuff. And the more you learn and get into it, the more you want to learn. That's how I can have former top CIA analysts on. I'm not bragging, and have open, full discussions with them, and they teach me stuff. I teach them things, and they're all so impressed because they go have briefings with generals that don't know this stuff because the general just wants to go see their mistress and go play golf and get along because they're not a real general. A real general would be studying this stuff constantly because it's so addicting. So I'm not saying I'm that smart. I'm saying anybody could learn this if you wanted to get into it. See, I don't know baseball scores of Babe Ruth. I don't know Mickey Mantle scores. I know. I think he was married to Marilyn Monroe. I do know that. That's, or was it Joe DiMaggio? I forget. Things like that are interesting. But I don't know about, you know, how many, what they batted a certain year. I don't know, you know, about the steroid investigations in Congress because I don't care. I don't know about all the little petty things that don't affect me or my family. What I do know is criminals run our government. There's 6 foreign banks. They're shutting our liberties down, and they're funding Al-Qaeda and using them to attack Western interests as a pretext to take our liberties away in the name of stopping them. And it's an outrageous criminal plan, and it's totally naked now, and one group knows about it now. Not lionizing, not sanctifying them. The military, though. It's just a fact. The military, even at the lowest levels, is trained to know who these groups are, to know what flags are, to know what uniforms are. They all know it's Al-Qaeda. And the globalists screwed up. Just because the American people don't know which end is up, on average, and love death panels and think 2 + 2 = whatever Obama says, and are into all the hype and watch all the money, the military and the brass, right down to the enlisted people, now know. So I don't know what you're going to do to fix that. Because when you shoot stuff down with the Stinger missiles, and you blow up a nuclear power plant or whatever you're planning, or whatever you have your Al-Qaeda people do, or whatever you blame on them, to try to grandstand and take freedom, it's not going to happen in a vacuum, okay? And I just want to get that message across to you one more time. You could set me up, kill me, set up and kill other people. Message already got sent. I already blew the horn up on the castle wall. I already lit the signal fires on the mountaintops. I lit a signal fire. Other people lit signal fires. Message was already sent. Horn already got blew. Alarm already got pulled. And I can see the chain reaction. There's nothing you can do to stop it. It's going to spread like a good virus through your infected body, and it's going to bring you down. World War III won't save you. Nothing will put your system back together again. I suggest you surrender now. And hey, we'll give you abstention. We'll send you to Alba like Napoleon. You can even have part of your money. Stop it. We realize you're dangerous when cornered. So are we. You could have had the whole world, New World Order, but you wanted our souls. You wanted to run individuals' lives. You wanted to attack freedom. You wanted to degrade justice. Because it threatened you. You didn't like it. Like a cockroach doesn't like a spotlight. So you wouldn't give us quarter. And now everyone in the system realizes there's no prosperity at the end of where you're taking us. And the whole system now is turning against Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the New World Order. The Dutch royalty, the Transylvanian royalty, the German royalty, the Rothschild power axis, the Rockefeller crime syndicate. All of it is an abomination sold out to evil, using evil techniques to take control. And once you use evil for power, you can't stop using the ring of Mordor. It will consume you, and you are creatures of your father, creatures of your God. So we have that little tidbit going on, and then we have the disgusting continual saga. The most perfect, beautiful example of the disgustingness of royalty, the disgustingness of state-run, hegemonic, genetic, paternal lines, or maternal, with that Queen of England over there. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un misses shrine visit. Oh, a shrine to that pile of stinking skulls and dehumanization and those zombies with their souls sucked out, those poor North Koreans. I mean, my God, if we need any reason to oppose the giant state and the collectivists, North Korea is writ on the wall in fiery, flaming letters. It screams out like another fire on the hill, the watchtower ablaze, that this is not where we want to go. He's been gone for over a month, hasn't been seen since September 3rd. We have a video clip on that I want to play. As they sit there with straight faces going, and the brass feels bad being purged. Twits. The military over there. Parasites on their own people. In just a sycophantic, narcissist system. That's Hollywood everything. It's like wanting to hang out with Hollywood stars, I now realize. I was never really into it, but no one would even, I guess, know this unless they've been around it. And that's the whole illusion for people. It's like the Matrix. Would be like this total narcissist, so disconnected he thought Dennis Rodman was cool. And then they would sit around with top leaders as he smoked cigarettes, watching basketball games. I mean, bizarro, Twilight Zone on PCP. Just, this is hell. With tens of millions of people starving, millions starving a year, Vanity Fair doing a report there, admitting the only meat sold on city streets was little baby parts. And that's all the wealthy can hardly get, is long ham, sweet pork, human meat, as it's known by Kipling. Rutger, I guess he popularized that term, but that's what was used by some of the islanders. And then the ultra-rich, the ultra-commie elite, they have the finest steaks, MRIs, everything for themselves in tiny little command bases. And they have, he has a seven-story pleasure palace where they kidnap Japanese and South Korean film stars and then ship them in by private jet so they can come in and imagine Kim Jong-un coming in or his dad, Kim Jong-il, coming in like Baron Harkonnen to pull your heart plug. I mean, just total weakness, piled on filth, piled on failure, just like a vampire with its hunchback leering. I mean, this is the spirit of the enemy. No manliness, no honor, no strength. I mean, a real red-blooded man. I don't care what color you were. Can you imagine giving 100 Kim Jong-ils a club and getting in a warehouse locked up with them? And you had a club, which you could do to 100 Kim Jong-uns. I mean, just the fact that it's just screaming failure, screaming weakness. And then we look at our enemies, MSNBC, Obama, the globalists, all these UN people. They're all the same. They're Kim Jong-un wannabes. They're nobodies. No one wants them. No one loves them. They have no power. They have no energy. They have no soul. They have no renaissance. They have no lightning. They are complete pathetic maggots, absolutely trying to strangle human beauty, strangle human competition, strangle our mission to colonize space, strangle our mission to ascend into what God has planned for us. These people cannot rule over us, cannot control us, and should not exist. They are disease. I can't even look at Kim Jong-un. It can be like midnight. I'm going on coast to coast AM, and I'm totally exhausted. I'll let you have a trade secret. The old days, I drink a few beers because they have a stimulus effect on me. I don't do that anymore. Now, I pull up Hollywood people or Kim Jong-un or Obama or Hillary, and I instantly get energy just looking at these demons, looking at the scum that rules over us through fraud and deception. That's why they poison our water and dumb us down, because any straight-backed, head-screwed-on, even half-decent person would never live under such trash. Let's go to a clip of CNN that I'm analyzing today here, talking about another tyrannical regime when they're trying to build one like that here, again, saying our kids don't basically belong to us and men are inherently bad and the state is God and questioning the dear leader Obama is racist. They would love to live in a place like this. They hate your success. They hate your strength. They hate your passion. They hate the fact you love God. They hate the fact that they don't have a monopoly of weapons so they can have their way with us, like Kim Jong-un and the demonic coteries of little demons that encircle him. So of course he's been swallowed up or dead or committed suicide or been murdered in some internal coup in that hellish pit that is a prison for all these demons. They're building their own destruction, their own mass guillotine. Let's go ahead, ladies and gentlemen. What you're seeing here is the human spirit refusing to submit. I am crazed and raged against them. I am sending out the call as a siren to warn people that their humanity and their free will is under attack. and by the most pathetic scum that you'd ever just see them for one moment and ever just realize what they are for one moment. They could be swept aside and a true renaissance could begin that is unbelievably incredible. Made of our dreams, made of your passion. That's what I want you to have, is control of your own destiny. That's all I want, and I want to be able to have control of my own passion and to be what I really am. Let's go to that clip.
Last time the world saw North Korea's young leader, Kim Jong-un, he was clearly limping, on his way, according to state media, to a rock concert. He's a man whose every move has been glorified in word and music.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm in the losing game.
He craves the spotlight, whether riding horse, going to the music park, or hanging out with basketball star Dennis Rodman.
Oh, I hate this Rodman.
So Kim's five-week disappearance from the public eye has fueled endless rumors of bad health, a coup, even death.
North Korea, in one way, is a cult. And a
cult
leader has to be seen, especially a new leader. So Kim Jong-un toured around the country, and then all of a sudden, he disappeared. He hasn't been seen in public since September 3. So that by itself, if nothing more, indicates that there's something really wrong.
Oh, really?
A family history of gout and diabetes.
Look at the other people around
him. Look at these leaders. And that recent wound have led many to speculate that he's seriously ill. One story going so far as to suggest his ankles were crushed under his own weight. Then there's the political intrigue.
Look at that.
Last year, Kim's uncle fell out of favor, supposedly over a power struggle. That uncle was executed, some say by machine gun. In fact, in less than 3 years,
we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Almost half the country's top.
You want to live under total government like this? You want to live under freedom? Because America and the whole West is going the way of Kim Jong-un's toilet. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to
change cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Nothing, 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 honey, if it ain't free.
good enough for me.
More than 100 years ago, top industrial scientists, mathematicians, statisticians are on record. There have been literally thousands of books probably written. I'm aware of scores in the last 100 years. It's documenting that with the industrialization and development of sciences, people should work 2 or 3 days a week, be able to focus on language, arts, raising humanity's development. So high taxes and regulations are brought in to do what the Federal Reserve calls stopping overheating. And that's to stop areas of the economy they don't fully control, local sectors and one crop local economies and other things, to be shut down basically or milked. Because it's not enough to have all the fiat money at the Federal Reserve or the IMF or World Bank. You've got to be able to control your competition. That's the real power. So they create artificial scarcity. And that's what Agenda 21 and Cloward and Piven and all of it's about, is keeping the people under control, under resources. That's how you control slaves or sharecroppers. Everything I'm saying here is just common sense. And it's been done in history over and over again. But now it's going to end up causing world war if it continues. And so that's the real crime of these people, is they're trying to shut down society and civilization while blocking clean technologies, while running boondoggles for fake new clean technologies to just consolidate power, to create neo-feudal serfdom in the UN's own words. That's the model they want in the UN Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996. I cover it in my film, Road to Tyranny. Show the documents. Interview top professors like Kaufman that's been to the UN meetings, Lord Monckton. So this is their plan, is to bankrupt you, is to dumb you down, is to poison you. Like you're a roach they're spraying with poison. They, on their power trip, they've decided we're just going to roll over and die. How about if we don't go along with that? How about if we identify them and their program instead of Hollywood stars and who's pregnant this week? See, the minute you start focusing on what's important and not on what they tell you important, is game over. I'm not going to eat what Michelle Obama says. I'm not going to buy the clothes she points and tells me to get. See, you're like, well, of course you're not. Well, that's because you're not under their control. Most people are, folks. What a joke. What a joke. I got a lot of stock market news. Biggest plunge of the year yesterday. It's basically flat today. Got a lot of other interesting news on Ebola, a lot of interesting news on St. Louis. We're going to be covering it all. Briefly, it's that time of day, about to go to noon Central. Shows re-aired in time zones all over the country, but we're here live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm going to take my second dose of the day of DNA Force. There's nothing else like it. On record, you can read the patented studies at InfoWarsLife.com on the BioPQQ and all the other substances that are in it that are known to promote mitochondrial detoxification, growth, telomeres, immune system, you name it. This is what I'm doing for myself and my family, and it's had an amazing effect on my energy, my stamina, just my clarity. Personally, it's been a life game changer. And of course, I've got a couple drops of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com in this water. And I forgot to add my fluoride shield, which locks the fluoride and a bunch of other heavy metals and things, really a chelator. And then a squirt, maybe two squirts. It is the weekend coming up, of Super Male Vitality. Feel like I'm 18, ladies and gentlemen. And I like it, love it. I got a old man's heart. I got a baby's brain, old man's heart. I think Alice Cooper's right. InfoWarsLife.com. And here's the liberty and down with the tyrants. And I hope Kim Jong-un is being eaten by maggots right now and his soul is burning in hell. Second hour coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.